Access UK, your one-stop streaming shop. Reliable and affordable. Fast audio streaming on dedicated Unix servers for small to medium internet radio stations. Visit our website at all the W's. Simplecast.co.uk.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777. Or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show. With me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serking.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I've got a Bristol accent.
Oh, I have that, my dear.
Oh,
I have that,
lovely.
Dear. I spent all day there, I did.
Did you have any scrummy?
No, I don't drink, do
well,
I?
You know, I'm too total. Alcohol-free scrummy.
You don't count scrumpy as alcohol, do you?
No, that's apple juice,
breakfast.
Apple juice.
Yeah.
So, did you love Bristol?
Bristol's a very nice city, yes.
Now, listener, just to fill you in, Paul Andrews has taken his youngest son down to the Bristol Old Vic, Stu, where he's starting a new career, new chapter.
Absolutely. So, no, really good fun. And we had a nice weekend moving in him.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy him a slow cooker?
No, I didn't buy him a slow cooker, strangely enough, no. Probably all I needed to buy him was a season ticket to Nando's or...
Maybe a chequebook.
Yeah.
Bank of Dad.
Or something, yeah. Anyway.
Well, my daughter bought a house in Faversham, in Ospringe, and I bought her a slow cooker and a liquidiser.
Yeah. Well, you're a nice mum.
Well, she was going to buy a tin of soup.
And she's a girl.
I said, you can't buy a tin of soup, you've got to make your own.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So,
and that works with teenage boys, does it?
Possibly.
Yeah, right, okay.
Maybe not.
I won't hold my breath.
You probably need to go down with some bleach and some rubber gloves in about a month.
Quite possibly, yeah. Anyway, enough of that. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses, again, and you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But the most likely way to get a hold of us and to get a shout out on the radio for your organisation is by tweeting me at VanillaWeb on the Twitter. And we've already had a few tweets in already, and we've got loads of emails and lots of things to talk to you about, and we've got some fantastically interesting guests that are going to talk to us later in the show. So do stay tuned to the Business Bunker for today's show, and I think we'll kick off, Jules, with an email.
Let's do that, Paul. So this is your invitation to doing business in the Netherlands. Shall I do it? I'm not very good at Netherlands.
In a Dutch accent.
Clogged.
In a Dutch accent.
Just say Schiphol.
Okay.
Schiphol.
Okay.
Schiphol.
Okay.
Schiphol.
Okay.
This free afternoon seminar is organised by the UK Trade and Investment and Air France KLM, who, as you know, we had a Manson special. Was it last week?
It was last week.
It was a month ago.
It was a whole 7 days ago, Jules.
Doesn't time fly when
you drink a lot?
Yeah, seven sleeps since then. But we did, as you know, have a Manson special. So if you didn't listen to that and didn't manage to, it is on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and you can listen again to last week's show, which was...
Show number 140.
Yeah, 7th of September,
mm-hmm.
I believe. Anyway.
No, that wouldn't work, would it?
Why? Because you don't listen like that.
It's the 17th today.
Oh, what date was it then?
Well, it wouldn't be 10 days ago if it was last week.
Look it up on your calendar. I don't know. It was last Tuesday.
It would have been, yeah.
Sure it was the 7th. Where have I been?
It would have been the 10th, wouldn't it?
Well, you've got one of those faces on, so you love it if I get something wrong. Anyway, UK Trade and Investment, and stop waving, and Air France at the guests, Air France KLM, they're in cooperation with Kent International Business and the Two Seas Trade Project, aims to give companies in Kent and the South East region the chance to develop their knowledge of the Dutch market, and will highlight current business opportunities in the Netherlands. So as you know, Netherlands is one of the Europe's most dynamic centres of trade and industry, and it's home to one of the most open and internationally orientated economies in the world. With the new connection to Amsterdam Schiphol Airport, Schiphol, from Manson International in Kent, and now is the time to discover how to make the most of business opportunities in the Netherlands. So this event programme, it's starting at 3 o'clock with registration and refreshments, and then it's 3:30, there's a seminar which is doing business in the Netherlands. 6 to 7:30 p.m. is networking drinks reception. Now your guest speakers will be Charles Buchanan, who we had on the show on the 10th of September last week, Warner Rootlip, who's the general manager of Air France, KLM UK and Northern Ireland. So he's taken over from Henri
Orcard.
Okay, yeah. So Warner, what's and somebody else we need to get on our show, Warner Rootlip. And then Michael Veldhuizen, head of UK trade and investment at the Netherlands. I'm only laughing because I'm sure I pronounced that wrong, but it's Veldhuizen.
This sounds like one of your late night parties. You talk like that at one of your late night parties. You talk all dribbly like that.
Which late night parties have you been to?
Well, none, but
you
I've
normally
heard about
come
them.
About 1 o'clock and you skip off of when it gets too raucous.
About 1:05.
The event date, Paul Andrews, is Thursday the 24th of October, and it's at Manson International. So you could go to this event, then you could go off to Abu Dhabi, couldn't you?
I could go off to Abu Dhabi or anywhere else.
Where they do a very nice stuffed camel, which is stuffed with a pigeon, a partridge and a badger. I made the badger up.
I think you made all of that. Why would you stuff a
After Ramadan, it's a great delicacy.
How would you find it in there? Camels are dirty, great big things, and pigeons are silly little fluffy things.
Yeah, well, they do it like those Russian dolls, don't they? So they start off with a big thing, so they put a sheep in the camel.
And well, you didn't mention that. You just went straight from camel to pigeon.
Because if I mention too much, then you just cut me off and play a tune. Oh. So I was sort of, you know, streamlining it for you, ears.
Thank you.
Now, if you'd like to RSVP to doing business in the Netherlands on the 24th of October, which is a Thursday, you need to get an online form. Details of this will be on the Business Bunker website after the show, which is kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or obviously, I'm sure it will be on the KLM website or the Kent International Manston Airport website.
And you can follow them on the Twitter at Manston Airport as well.
Yeah, their Twitter I thought was a little bit slow. Hmm. Not as good as mine, let me just say. But there you go. A little bit slow, I thought, but I'm sure they'll pick it up.
Talking about Twitter, I have a tweet, and it's a special offer for our listener.
Oh, really? We do love an offer on Business Bunker, don't we?
It's from Chris Ashford, and he's running a company called CAD Design Kent.
Right.
And on the Twitter, they are CAD Design Kent, CAD Design Kent. And they are offering the Business Bunker listener a 5% discount on any print or design work. Well, the design work and delivery is free of charge. But then there's a 5% discount on any print work that they do. But the design and delivery is free.
Fantastic.
And you can find out about that by going to their website, which is CAD4print.com. CAD, C-A-D, number 4, print, all one word, .com. And check it out. And there will be an offer code, which is BB5. BB5. And Chris says it might not be quite ready on the website yet. Don't worry about it. If you place your order and then say it was the BB5 afterwards, then they'll apply
the
discount.
They'll sort it out.
Yeah. So do check that out. And CAD4print.com. And they do print, design, marketing, and all things similar. So do check them out.
We do love offers, don't we, Paul?
We do like
on our show. So if you do have an offer that you want to spread out to the Business Bunker listeners of the world, send it in to @VanillaWeb.
And talking of which, there is another offer, but I'll talk to you about that later, because I want to do this email now.
Okay.
And it says, hi, Paul. Doesn't mention you at all anyway, Charles.
No mention of me. Who is this person?
Hi, Paul. On the evening of Wednesday the 2nd of October, there will be a wonderful and unmissable event at Rochester Cathedral. We are bringing an African children's choir from Uganda to sing, dance and enchant the people of Kent. And I very much hope that you and your family and friends and listeners will join us for what promises to be an unforgettable experience. As you will see from the poster link below, tickets are £10 each, and these can be purchased from the Cathedral box office. Over 250 have been allocated, so we expect to sell out the event. I do hope you will see you on the 2nd of October. I have heard these kids sing, and believe me, you won't want to miss that. And that is from the fabulous David Philpott.
Imperious Blablinky.
Mr. Imperious Blablinky himself on the Twitter. And you can find out Dave's website and blog at imperiousblablinky.com. That's Imperious, IMPERIOUSBUBLINKY, imperiousblablinky.com. Or you can go, you can go right to the booking, imperiousblablinky.com/assets/choir-advert, and book your tickets there. Or you can go to the Rochester Cathedral box office and book your tickets direct.
That sounds lovely. And has he had his car race now to Monaco or wherever it was?
I think that's...
Was it Monaco?
It is to Monaco. I think that is imminent. I think that is some... in the next couple of days.
And I guess we haven't heard, but I think he must have found an old banger because he's not asking for one this week.
Well, Debbie's going with him.
Oh, that's awful.
What?
That's awful.
What is?
I meant a car.
I wasn't talking about bangers. I was just saying about his crew. Debbie's going with him.
No, I think you're being, you know, as you normally are, out of hand.
No, I'm not.
Moving swiftly on, the Institute of Directors, talking of David Philpott, this is from Michelle Breeze, who's the Kent Branch Administrator, and over there in the Kent Science Park, so hi, Michelle. She says that they're delighted to announce the date and venue for the Autumn Pub Hub networking event, Tuesday 22nd of October at the Swan in Westmorling, with many thanks to our sponsors, Competent Force. As usual, this network evening will begin from 5:30.
Competent force.
Component.
Competent force.
You do listen.
Sorry, Mr. Gardner. That would be component force.
Oh, yeah, competent.
The component force, the fabulous manufacturing company from Medway, run by Paul Gardner
and James Gardner.
And James is listening right now. James, I can only apologise for her. I'm really sorry, James. That would be component
force. I've just rebranded them.
Yeah.
I think competent force has got a ring about it, don't you? Good job you're listening, Paul Andrews, to your own show.
Yeah.
And yes, they are. James is listening and he's going to get all hot under the collar now. Yeah. Anyway, Component Force. As usual, this networking event will begin from 5:30. It includes a drinky and some light snacks. This is a wonderful opportunity to exchange business cards with potential clients whilst enjoying a drink. Do you think I've had one too many? In one of Kent's finest pubs and restaurants, and all of this for just £8 plus VAT. It's because I've got glasses, but they're too wide.
I knew I was going to get an excuse for this.
But they slide off my nose. They've gone a bit wide.
I'm not even wearing them.
Because they slide off my nose. Can you get a bigger make them thinner or something?
Get a bigger nose.
I've been trying for a while. What's that guy, Snozen Durant?
Yeah, exactly.
What is that? I've only ever seen other people do impersonations of him. I don't even know who he is.
Jimmy Durante.
Playing on my piano. I've
Jimmy
just seen
Durante.
Him.
Do
an impersonation of him.
No, get on with it.
You've got the nose.
Yeah, thank you.
So it's £8 plus VAT for members and £15 for non-members. And so you need to contact Claire Fisher as soon as possible. But I'm going to give you a little website, which is www.iod.com/Kent. And details will be on the bunker after, on the website after the show. But it's Tuesday, 22nd of October at the Swan in Westmorling or Marling. And it's at 5:30, including a drink and light snacks.
I've had a tweet
earlier
from...
not from James Gardner, maybe.
No, from Lisa at Telcare Limited. And she said, looking forward to the business bunker today. Have a good shoe.
Perhaps she needs glasses as well.
Yeah, so thank you for that. We'll try and do it with a bit of soul, but I'm afraid Jules is down at heel at the moment. But we'll put her up by her bootstraps and see what we can do.
Beaujolais Boys tweeted in and said a little joke. I think it's referring to my stuffed camel earlier. Mm. What do you call a camel without a hump?
Go on.
It's Humphrey.
Oh no.
Beaujolais boy.
Ian, stop drinking your own stock, mate. That's all I can recommend. That's Beaujolais boy from Liquid Pleasure in Centres and High Street, the wine emporium.
But it's true, you can get, if you go via at Schiphol, you can get a nice little stuffed camel lunch in Abu Dhabi.
Which is something I'm desperate for. Yeah. Not. Okay, do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of Tunage.
Yeah.
We're going to have a bit of Rod Stewart and a bit of Maggie May. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to our first guest on the phone.
What I hope this isn't alluding to the older woman in Sunlight.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back there. A bit of Maggie May and Rod Stewart.
Good on that mandolin, Paul.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Anyway, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show Mr. Paul Della Hunter. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
How are you?
I'm very well, very well.
Good. It's really great pleasure to have you back on. It was a long, long time ago you were last on the Business Bunker, I know.
It was. I think you were only an hour long then. You've lengthened the slot.
Oh, wow, yeah. That was a long time ago. Well, I tell you what, refresh our listeners' memory and remind us what you do there at Finance Southeast.
I'm the Investor Network Manager, and I manage the network of business angels who are looking for suitable opportunities to invest in. And of course the organisation itself has about 12 different funds for different types of businesses, either geographical or sector or generalist.
Okay, cool. And those funds, are they acquired from different areas or are they all from the same place? How does that work?
Now, well, some are ultimately backed by European money, by private investors, and some are backed by the new initiatives that the government is bringing forward since the coalition took office and really spent the first year figuring out what it was going to do, and then since 2011, over the last 2.5 years, has been trying to deploy funding in the regions, and we've got the responsibility for managing some of those funds.
Cool, okay, and there's quite a few of those kind of schemes around, isn't there?
There are a lot of them around, and it's taken a while for the local enterprise partnerships that have succeeded the regional development authorities get to grips with the money and the deployment. So it has taken time, but it's now really starting to kick in.
Right, okay, cool. And I believe you're coming to Kent sometime in the near future to do something quite special on that front.
Yeah, I mean, one of my frustrations managing business angels is that companies typically start the process too late. And this is due to lack of understanding, really. But I would expect that you need to anticipate taking 3 to 6 months to raise this kind of money. So what I want to try and do is do an information raising session next month in Kent, really titled Raising Business Angel Funding in 2014, and really saying to people who might be looking to raise funds towards the tail end of next year, it's not too early to learn about the process and to time your start appropriately.
Absolutely. So, you're absolutely right. I mean, as you know, I operate as an angel investor as well. We quite often get people that run out of money and then come and ask for some, and that's a tad too late, really.
It is, and it's possible to avoid that, but to be fair to entrepreneurs, they might raise this kind of money for the first and only time in their business career.
Yeah.
Whereas guys like you, Paul, who are serial investors, you've got a framework, you know the ropes, you understand the space.
Yeah.
One of my passions is to try and level the playing field for entrepreneurs, really, is to try and make them understand that many of these skills are learnable.
Yep.
If they've got an appetite to learn, and it will make them better equipped to raise money and also to have sensible negotiations with potential investors.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, and I would make a plea from the other side of the fence here, because people that have done some pre-work with people such as yourselves make it much easier for people like me to actually invest.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to do the same old thing over and over again and explain how everything works and explain why they've got it wrong and explain why they haven't thought about what they're doing. You know, all of that kind of stuff. As an investor, I find that really wearing every time to go and explain it all. If somebody comes who is virtually investment ready, it's a much easier decision for me to invest.
It is. And I think the other point that keeps coming back is the illiquidity of your investment. You put 50k in a business, that money's sitting there till there's some kind of exit event, trade sale, perhaps in an extreme case an IPO, and that money's just sitting there. So entrepreneurs need to understand going in that you're willing as an investor to sit on that investment for a period of time. You're not expecting a return next year, but ultimately you want an exit event, and if there's no potential exit, there's no potential investment.
Absolutely. So Paul, tell us about this event. Give us some actual specific details of the event that you're going to be holding in Kent to talk about this.
It's on the 2nd of October, Tuesday the 2nd of October, at Kent Science Park near Sittingbourne.
Right.
It begins with registration at 4 o'clock. It's going to run through till 7 o'clock. It's free. The target audience is entrepreneurs who might be looking to raise money sometime between now and the end of 2014. We've got four speakers. Myself, I'm just going to talk about the business angel funding space as an overview.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lady called Sharon Aldersley who's going to talk about execution. And the reason for that is that I'm afraid so often many ill-informed entrepreneurs succeed in raising money and then feel, thank God that's over, and slump back in an armchair and look at the bank balance without realizing that it's all about them executing your plan. So it's really about reminding them that raising the money is just the end of the beginning. It's not the end in itself.
I couldn't agree with you more. It is one of the most frustrating things as an investor that you find that once people have got the money, they kind of take their foot off the gas a bit, and that's the last thing they need to do.
Then we've got a guy called Simon Clark, who's a partner at Kingston Smith, who are a top 20 accountancy practice in the UK.
Right.
He's going to talk about the various tax angles. So understanding why investors like CDIS relief and EIS relief, but what is also available for the entrepreneur in terms of entrepreneur relief, the patent box, which is a relatively new instrument to do with patentable technology, and of course R&D tax credits, which is another instrument that's underused. So really just to position for the entrepreneur all the different tax incentives that could be relevant to that investment. And then finally we've got an experienced angel investor, a lady I think you know called Louise Cox-Chester.
Oh, I know Louise, yeah.
Yes.
The lovely Louise, yeah.
Louise is going to talk. She's been both an investor and an entrepreneur, so she's to really talk from both sides of the glass, explain to entrepreneurs what investors look for, but also explain, as an entrepreneur, what she had to do to take her business to an exit point.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's going to be each of those is going to be half an hour, and then we've got a panel discussion at the end from 6:30 to 7, and then close then. So hopefully it'll be relevant to many entrepreneurs in Kent.
Absolutely. It certainly sounds it, and it certainly should be. So I'll just make a plea. Anybody out there that's thinking about asking me to invest, if you haven't been on this free workshop, I won't be talking to you. It's kind of that simple, really.
Eventbrite. There's a web link, which is, it's called Angel Funding Seminar on Eventbrite. And if you register there, you can come. And it's important to register because the Kent Science Park, as some of you may know, is quite a high secure installation.
Yeah.
You can't just turn up on the night and say, I'm here for the seminar.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. We've actually put a link to that booking page on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website.
Right.
And it will also be listed under show number 141, which is today's show, for anybody that wants to follow up with that. So if you want to follow up, if you want to reserve your place, which you need to do, as Paul says, you can't get into Kent Science Park unless you're expected. So you do need to reserve your space in advance, even though it's free.
Okay.
Paul, thank you so much for that. We wish you much success with it on October the 2nd. Mm-hmm. And carrying on, you know, entrepreneurship and startups are the lifeblood of our economy. And the kind of work that you guys do is absolutely paramount. So thank you for that.
Okay.
Paul, it's lovely to talk to you on the Business Bunker Show again. And hopefully it won't be so long before you're back on next. And we'll see you soon.
Good. Thanks, Paul.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Very interesting. So that's the 2nd of October at Kent Science Park, and it's a free workshop.
Yep, absolutely. 4 p.m. till 7 p.m.
And feel free to tweet us in the build-up to that and remind us every week so we can read it out.
I can't emphasise enough how important it is to do something like that. So many people think they understand what getting investment in a business means, but they really don't. Just because you watch Dragon's Den doesn't mean to say that you know how it works, because it doesn't actually work like that. Anybody that heard Richard Farley, who we had on the show a year or so ago, who was actually on Dragon's Den, he told us unequivocally that the vast majority of them actually don't end up with the investment.
Mm.
Because once they go through the due diligence process, after the show's stopped filming, they find all kinds of problems, and it's not an easy thing to do. So,
saying due diligence is bad enough.
With my teeth, you've got to believe it.
Yeah. So what is your top tip? You're an angel investor.
Mm-hmm.
What is the one thing that you would really like people to do before they come to you?
They have to be realistic.
Mm.
What people don't understand is when they ask me for a certain amount of money for their business, that is putting a value on their business. Yeah, so if they want me to invest £100,000 for 10% of the shares, that means they've valued their business at £1 million. And if they've never sold anything, it is not worth £1 million.
Yeah.
And it's that simple fact, you know, and they'll say, but it will be one day. And you go, that's not how it works. You know, One day we'll all be billionaires, Rodney, but, you know, that's not how it works, and that's not how you invest. So you've got to be realistic about your aspirations and about evaluation.
So you're saying they've got to do more groundwork before they come to you?
Yeah, they have. I mean, you asked me for one thing. I mean, there's two or three things that people make the same mistake over time and time again. People don't always recognise that it's not a loan I'm giving you. I'm actually buying part of your company.
Yeah.
And the only way I can make a return is if I sell your company.
Yeah.
And people go, sell it? That's what I'm going to do for a living. And you go, no, it's not. We're going to sell it in 2 years. Mm. Otherwise, I'm not investing in it. Mm. And people can get very protective about that, which is fine and understandable, but then don't ask for an investor, because an investor needs an exit plan. Otherwise, why are they doing it?
Yeah.
So that's the other big problem that you get. And then, like all things, when you desperately need money, which is why Paul's absolutely right, it's no point waiting until it's too late and you're desperate.
Mm.
When you desperately need money to keep your business idea going, you'll grab at any opportunity.
Yeah.
And that is totally wrong. Investing in a business is like dating or any other human relationship. You have to get on as people.
Mm.
Yeah. If your personalities don't gel, it'll be hell.
If you can't work and you can't communicate.
Absolutely. It will just be hell. So it's not just someone with money. It's someone that has the same philosophy as you and has the same ideas and the same wants. So, for instance, when I invest in businesses, I only invest in businesses in a market that I understand.
Yeah.
And I expect to be hands on. Yeah.
Mm.
Some investors will invest in anything and don't care and don't see you from 1 month to the next. They just want you to make money.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big difference in terms of, you know, what you're getting from an investor.
Yeah.
And different things suit different people. So you have to really know the difference between the investors you've got and what you want and need and what they want and need. Go to the seminar. You'll find out.
I will, because then it's Sittingbourne, isn't it?
Yeah, so. Science Pot. Yeah. It's really worthwhile. And the speakers there, I know a couple of the speakers, and they really are experienced people, like Louise especially.
Yeah.
Has got so much experience from every side of the equation. Louise was worked in the city for many years as an investment
analyst. Just don't push her car if she asks.
Yeah, just watch. Don't put your hands on her rear.
On her bumper.
Don't put your hands on her rear. I did, and I ended up in a pool of blood in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, look at you.
I know. Anyway, we've had some tweets.
We've had a lot. We've had Billy Dean, SOS Computer.
Is he out of the wardrobe again?
He did pop round to see me.
I know, I heard. That's why I thought he was in your wardrobe.
Yeah,
so.
And it was all because of Scoff Quaff, you know, he came round. Yeah.
Was that the
website? In a minute. No, my emails. I have a strange thing. I think my Mac has never been set up properly. And so I just get this thing that I can't receive Scoff Quaff emails for some reason in the middle when it's been working for a year. Anyway, he came round, sorted out, had a slug of coffee, and he says hi. And also Whitstable Stove Shop, hi Jules and him. They call you Im.
Thank you, Mark.
Im indoors. I'm looking for Heatas certified Logburn installers. Wow, they are busy then. They need more to cover a huge amount of work coming in. Please shout out. So if you are a Heatas, H-E-T-A-S, which must be Heating Engineer
Association Services.
There's a T in there. Heatas, Heating Engineer, A-S, Association.
Or a Lumberjack, presumably.
If you're a Heatas person who's certified to put in a...
Isn't that a Mexican dish? Oh, no, that's fajitas.
Oh, love that. Arriba, arriba. If you can help install it around the Kent area, contact at Whitstable Stove Shop. I should be getting my wood burner in very soon, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, well, I keep threatening to get one as well.
Yeah, get that gas fire out and get one. I keep telling you.
Absolutely.
Burn eggshells.
Absolutely. And we've had another offer.
Okay. Oh, I do love an offer.
From a new listener. John Dykes from Tri-State Clothes.
Hello.
There's a hoodie a day offer. Each day, Tri-State Clothes are discounting a specific hoodie, giving you a fabulous autumn 15% off. So, and Tri-State Clothes are actually a Whitstable-based online clothes shop, surfboard.
What are they called?
Tri-State Clothes. I'll give you their website address in a moment. But you can follow them on the Twitter at Tri-State Clothes, T-R-I. S-T-A-T-E, clothes, Tri-State Clothes. Their website is tri-state.co.uk. And if you go onto their website, you can have a look at their hoodies and you can get discounted hoodies all the way through the autumn, and they make really good quality hoodies. The thing about them is it's not just your normal high price stuff, it's very good quality stuff.
So it's sailing stuff as well, it keeps you warm and dry.
Yeah, exactly, it's all that kind of thing. So do check that out, and also give them a follow on Twitter, they'd like that. We've had a tweet from Spark, which is the name of a new peer-to-peer lending organisation, organised by Not the Banker Dave, Paul Norley, who's known as Not the Banker Dave on the Twitter, and he's listening in as usual. Welcome, Paul. Thank you for that.
And James Gardner has said, you're so funny, Vanilla Web. You are so funny. I don't think he's meaning to be, James. That's the trouble. Berlaine's is saying, we'll be at the Decorative Living Fair, which is, Twitter handle is at Deck Living Fair, at Old Chelsea Town Hall, my old hunting ground. I used to love living near King's Road. Wednesday the 18th of September, 11 to 7, tickets £5, hashtag vintage home.
Cool.
You're vintage, aren't you?
I am a bit, yep. I've got to read a couple of tweets here, and then we're going to come to our next guest, but we are getting a bit busy. I've got 21 tweets stacked here.
Well, don't moan. Before you were moaning there weren't very many tweets. Now you've got hundreds of tweets, now you're moaning. See?
It's like working with your mother, listen.
Half glass empty.
Have you got your vest on?
That's what I say. That's what
I say. A clean hanky.
I'm bored now. What are we playing?
I haven't playing anything. I'm reading a tweet.
You were good on the mandolin earlier. I liked that.
See, it just shows you. I listen to you. You don't listen to me. You didn't have a clue what I was saying.
Because I have to out.
You're busy nagging me.
No, I have to zone out. And I'm also reading my Twitter, which has gone bananas.
Ah, right.
Okay. But I don't moan about it. I welcome them.
We've got UniteWorks on Twitter.
Hello.
Unite, UNITE. UniteWorks are a new follower on Twitter. And UniteWorks have opened at Medway City Estate, Rochester, a new hot desking community in collaboration with Fruitworks. Mm. So it's a sister site to Fruitworks. They've got a hot desking community, meeting rooms, and they also have networking events there from the Kent Invicta Chamber, Business Community Breakfast, and a range of other organisations.
Is it on a hill somewhere, that hot desking place? I read about it somewhere. It's up on a hill somewhere.
On a hill?
Help me out here. You always do that.
I know, what are you talking about?
Where is it?
It's on Medway City Estate. Yeah, Rochester, it's down by the river. There's no hills at all.
Okay.
It's as flat as a pancake. Where did you get hills from?
I don't know. I just read about it. I'm sure it was on a hill. We've had a new listener.
Well, anyway, I haven't finished interrupting me.
You
can find out about UniteWorks by going to their new website, which is www.uniteworks.co. Just co.
And while we're talking about fruit bats, a big hello to Fruit Bowl Media, to the fruit bats that are in there, who made a fabulous job of at Scoff Quaff. You can check it out. www.scoffquaff.co.uk. So big thank you to the fruit bats there. That's Tony and George, George Beresford and Tony Hayden. Great. Let's just say they didn't make a drama out of a crisis. They were cool, calm, collected, and delivered. So highly recommend the lads there.
They did a fantabulous job of your website.
They have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, dealing with me, let's face it.
It's not easy. I did warn them.
Yeah, I know you did. Mm-hmm. New listener. Am I allowed to mention him now, or are you going to say I'm interrupting you? It's Peter Cahill, and he's I think he's a new listener. CJ Builders Kent. So check him out. And he's a checker trade approved builder. Small extensions, renovations, loft conversions, up to factory buildings. So hello, Peter Cahill. Do like a builder. As long as they have a good belt.
Cool. Just to follow up earlier, I mentioned Chris Ashford with CAD for print.
Oh, yes. Like a CAD.
Yeah, he's just tweeted again to say it's already on the website now. There's a 5% discount off all orders for Business Bunker listeners that are Kent businesses. And all you do on checkout, you put the code BB5.
Right.
BB5 when you check out, when you go to their website and order some print stuff. And their website is CAD, C-A-D, the number 4, print, CAD4print.com. Also.
Yeah.
Brent's listening.
Well, you know why? Because I nagged him.
Did you?
Because he always comes in halfway through the show and I call him tardy.
Right. Well, Eke Media, Brent and the team over at Eke Media over there in Otford, Very good afternoon to Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin. We're enjoying the Business Bunker Show and we're listening. Thank you, guys.
Got a press release here. 2,000 cram onto Clark's sofas and beds. This is...
all at the same time?
Yeah.
That's a big sofa.
So they say. Sofas are good. In half a million pound clearance, this is down at Sandling Road in Maidstone, which is your neck of the woods, isn't it? You've got an office in Maidstone.
Yeah.
Well, you can nip down there and get a bargain. So staff are going the extra mile for queuing customers, and apparently 2,000 bargain hunters have been flocking to Clark's Furnitures this week, with queues snaking round Sandling Road at the award-winning Maidstone retailer, who's cleared its excess stock of beds, sofas and furniture at shockingly reduced prices. And the sale is now in full swing. So if you fancy going and looking over their two floors of sofas, furniture, beds, lamps, mirrors and lots more, with many lines from big brands such as Stressless, that's what you need, Paul, Tempura,
that's when you get plums
like
batter.
Yeah, like batter. And G-Plan, isn't that what you wear under your trousers?
That's what I wear when it's hot in the studio.
You see, I've worked with you for too long.
Yeah.
I know all your jokes, it's terrible.
Both of them.
Yeah. Sales manager is Andy Simmons with a Y, and he says it's the biggest crowd we've ever had to contend with in all my years of retailing. Hugely successful, and we're expecting more bargain hunters to be coming in during the next few days as word spreads. And Clark's was closed on Wednesday, September the 18th. Oh, is that tomorrow?
Yep.
No, it's tomorrow. I think it's because I'm sending this press release today.
Right.
So September, I do the press, as you know. So it's closing tomorrow to allow for extra stock to come in with even more bargains. And get along there, which is Sandling Road, Clark's. You can follow them on the Twitter. It's at Clark's with an E-S. Clark's hyphen, no, sorry, not hyphen, underscore blog. Or visit at 33 Sandling Road, ME14 2RF for Freddie. And website www.clarksfurnishers.co.uk, and we'll put that on the Bunker website.
We will indeed. Yep. I'm going to read one quick, one short email, and then we're going to come to our next guest.
Let's.
Because they've been waiting here patiently to listen to this nonsense.
Yes.
Pippa Middleton, the sister of the Duchess of Cambridge.
Talking of bottoms.
Yeah, was seen. Well, exactly. That's what reminded me.
G-string.
Was seen wearing shoes created at Broadstairs-based freelance footwear designer Lisa McNair. Her Python print creations received national coverage after tabloid pictures of Pippa strolling in a pair of Jemima Vine Python print shoes. Lisa said, "It was great to see Pippa wearing the Python print shoes. I designed the style and print, and they were made by my contacts in Spain. Within the footwear industry, I'm quite well known, but as a freelance, but most people don't know the brand I work for better. The shoes cost £149 a pair, and they come in a variety of styles, and you can buy them at jemimavine.co.uk. jemimavine.co.uk, but they are totally designed by Lisa McNair, who is from Broadstairs."
You could do with a new pair of Winkle Piggers.
I could.
If she's listening.
Yeah.
I'm seeing you in a little purple pair.
What? Can I have Python print Winkle Piggers?
Yeah, purple. Haven't you ever seen a purple Python?
That'll be Pete Cook. He wears things like that.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He's been in New York all week.
Has he?
Bernie Tormey, yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
He gets around, that boy.
He does, doesn't he? Anyway, enough of all of that.
Yeah.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome our next two guests to the Business Bunker Show. QJ, the Inspirationist, and the lovely Henry Lee, Inspirationist Coach.
And she's really a Henry.
And she's really a Henry, yeah. And Henry with a Y. Cool. Folks, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on at last. It's been a long time that we've been trying to organise this and get you on, but it's great to see you. So, QJ, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about QJ, and you better start with the normal thing that you have to start with, that QJ is actually your name.
Quite juvenile is what it stands for.
Is it really?
Which really reflects my personality like extremely well. Yeah, so, yeah, it's my name. It's on my passport.
Cool.
And that's it. Next question.
Yeah,
no, we want the story, don't we?
Yeah, no.
Your mum and dad were in bed.
Yeah, yeah.
What should we call him?
Yeah. No, does it give you grief, things like passports and stuff like that? Do people, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I changed my name from what it was, which was long and boring.
Right, and that's an unusual name too.
Yeah, back in 2004.
Long and boring.
So, Yeah, I made two phone calls. Mm. One was to the passport office just to check that I could do it, mm-hmm. and the other was to the bank to check it was okay. And they both said absolutely fine.
Right.
Yeah, no problem with a two-letter name.
Yeah.
But what they didn't say, and what they probably didn't know, it was it's hell with airports and airlines.
Yeah.
In fact, most of the computers that you log in on for your flights won't accept it.
Right.
So we've had some fun in various countries. The USA is
interesting.
Sweden's interesting.
Right.
Frankfurt. Did we get away with Frankfurt? We did, actually.
Right.
But yeah, it's. I like an interesting life.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's
boring,
it's a talking point. You get to talk to lots of nice official people.
Yeah.
Good. Anyway, moving on from that, because...
Yeah. Well, it was interesting.
Yeah, yeah,
it is.
Sort of vaguely.
It is, but an awful lot of people do know QJ anyway in Kent, so, a lot of people have heard the story before and know and aren't thrown by it at all. So, but tell us about what it is that you do, though.
Okay, well, Henry and I have a company. It's a boutique organisation, which is basically training and coaching.
Right.
She does all the clever work with the corporates, and I do all the fun work with SMEs, because
You blow the balloons up and she does the work, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. She's got the brain, and I've got the, I don't know what.
She's also got the beauty.
Yeah.
You've been looking.
As well.
You've been looking. But that's not what everyone says, by the way, Jules.
Oh, you've got your followers.
One or two, yes. Anyway, should we ask Henry to
say
something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Henry, tell us a bit about your side of the business and what you do. You do the intellectual work, do you?
Yeah, and my background is design, so I write a lot of training programs.
Right. When you say design, what's designing training programs?
Designing training programs.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I like writing and stuff.
Right. Okay. Good.
So that's what I do, and we have a quite a good way of working together, because QJ does SME and I do corporate.
Right.
And so if he's got a really good idea that runs in SME, I nick it for corporate.
Absolutely.
Vice versa. If I've got something that's working really well in corporate, we'll repackage it for SME. I mean, why should the devil have all the good tunes?
Exactly.
So that's what we do, and we work together, but not exactly in the same area, because basically I'd kill him.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, and that's a very clever way of organising the business that you've got. Tell me a little bit about the corporate work that you do in terms of the type of programmes that you deliver, and are they all customisable, or do you have some that are off the shelf? How does it work?
All of them are personally designed for each client. We specialise in three corporate sectors: financial services, technology and transport. And we then try and customise what we can for the SME market.
Right.
However, sometimes it's very specific to a client and there's nothing much that you can do except deliver what they need.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
let's explore that a little bit. Let's look at the type of things that you're doing in financial services or transport or technology was the other field.
Yeah.
So you have a client that wants to do something. They want their staff training in some way. How does the process start? What's normally the opening gambit? Does a corporate come to you and go, look, our staff are all thick as rocking horse doo-doo, can you do something about it? Or, how does it work?
It is a need, so they obviously won't pay any attention to a boutique business, not even a great one like ours, unless they want something. And usually it's because they've had a bit of trouble.
Right,
financial services have had a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, I did hear about that, Betty.
Just a few bits and pieces of trouble.
Yeah.
So they often want sales and customer service.
Yeah.
They want to be more effective in their service and get an idea of we're trustworthy, we're respectable, we're lovely, you can come back to us, please.
So lots of lying, basically.
Yeah. And sales is more about either account management with accounts that they might have in or clients that they've got, they want to do more with them, or actually winning new business. So it's pretty kind of obvious in financial services, usually customer service or sales.
Yep.
Technology could be anything, but it's often around leadership and teamwork, because what happens with technology companies, and I'm sure you and Jules know, is that they're quick startups, grow very, very quickly, and then after a little while they suddenly think, oh my god, we haven't got any management, we don't really know how to organise ourselves, our people are all bickering, oh my god, we've plateaued, what do we do now? So that's what
I'm going to ask you this question. You don't have to answer it, because I know the answer anyway, but I used to work in that business many, many years ago, and one of the things I found with technology companies is they would come to you and say, we need training in this particular field. And you think, no, you don't. You actually need training in customer service and how to engage people that aren't geeks.
Yeah.
do you ever find yourself kind of tailoring bits into other courses to actually satisfy that?
In a subtle way.
In a subtle kind of way.
Okay, well, I know that no one is going to be listening to this answer, yeah. So I'm going to tell you the truth, and that is that if I can get away with it, I will actually say, no, you don't need that. We think you need this. This is our professional opinion. Yeah. If I can't get away with it, I'll say, absolutely, yeah, we'll give you that. And then I slide in something. It's called stealth training.
Yeah.
And I slide in what I think they need. And I go, no, it's definitely what you've asked for.
Yeah.
And I package it in a different way.
Absolutely. And so it makes it more palatable to what they're going, absolutely, perfect way of doing it. Cool. So the types of programs that you're designing and delivering, what's the basic? Are they one-day programs? Are they week-long, month-long, half a day? Is there a normal format, or is it all kinds of different things?
There are all kinds of different things. Basically, most clients, even SMEs, want something for as little money as possible and as short as possible. Mm. Very short attention span we've all got nowadays. Mm. What was your name again? Yeah. Anyway, about a day. People will just about manage a day. Yeah. Very, very rarely do we get to do more than 2 days. Mm. And often there'll be a half day. And if I was able to rock up with a client and do 30 minutes, they'd love that.
Yeah.
So it is as short as possible.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because that's a pattern that's changed over the years.
Yeah.
When I had a proper job a long, long time ago, we would get sent away on training courses that would last a week and in some cases 2 weeks, you know, and you go and rock up at some five-star hotel in some exotic location and end up on a big training course. And increasingly, nowadays, you get more bite-sized stuff. Half a day, even, is the most you can get anyone's attention for.
Yeah.
Which makes course design incredibly difficult, doesn't it? Because you've got to cram a lot of information into a very short space of time.
You do, and often we'll suggest that they have coaching afterwards or some kind of audio bites or some e-learning or something like that. Because most of what we do is face-to-face.
Right.
QJ is webinar king. He does webinars and he does all the Twitter, tweet, twerk things that I don't do. I just do the face-to-face and the design. So that's roughly how it works. But yeah, short and sweet is what people want nowadays.
Cool, absolutely. And of course, people think that's easier and try and get away with paying next to nothing for it. But it's actually quite hard to design and deliver the material in a very short space of time, isn't it? If you've got more time to expand on something, you can explain it in better detail and in longer detail.
Yeah.
If you've got to get the whole thing over within a couple of hours, it's tough.
It is.
And do you tend to, are your corporate clients mostly in the UK or do you work all over the place or?
All over the place, yes. As I explained before we came on air, that I tend to work abroad quite a bit. That's why QJ and I are still married.
Right, okay.
Because
you don't see him often.
Yeah, exactly. So we work with UK companies, and a lot of them are actually EMEA, so they're based in the UK, but actually they're covering the most of Europe or maybe even Middle East, Africa. Or my favourite one is EMEAR, which is Europe, Middle East, Africa and Russia.
Russia.
Right. Wow.
Just got snuck in on the end, yeah.
So you're going into emerging markets.
Yeah, I've never actually been to Russia, which is embarrassing because my father was half Russian. But one day maybe.
Yeah, funnily enough, my youngest has just got back from Russia before he went to Bristol. Yeah. He was in Moscow and St. Petersburg. Had a fantastic time.
Would you consider going from Manson International?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. I love travelling locally if I possibly can. Who wants to schlep all the way to Heathrow?
Absolutely.
Not me.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you work all over Europe and the Middle East for corporates doing these kind of programs. Is there a particular favourite type of program that you have?
A favourite type of program that I have?
Mm.
The next one I write.
Right, okay. All right, no, that's a clever answer. She's smart, isn't she? She is, this lady. She's very smart.
Unfortunately, yeah, far too smart for me.
Okay. Well, let's bring QJ in at that point.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, so we've determined that this lady's a very clever lady and she's very smart, and then she's going to hand you over some material and you're going to deliver it. So what's going to happen there?
Well, I mean, she really hasn't let on to how creative she is, because a lot of this work is already kind of primed for delivering in a fun, exciting way.
Right.
I mean, I'm personally interested in how we learn.
Yeah.
And it's really weird because I never saw myself as an educator at all. In fact, you know, I hated school. It's the old story.
Mm.
You know, teachers were just awful.
Yeah.
And the thought of ever being one was just, completely not in my mindset at all.
Mm.
But I mean, we started, I launched an orchestra in 97, because, you know, you do, if you're creative, you have to do something, don't you? So on the back of the orchestra, we ended up going to schools and doing performing arts projects.
Right.
Mainly music to start off with, but then we incorporated dance and drama as well.
Right.
So I have no idea why I'm telling this story, because it's completely gone out of my mind. Oh, no, so it's at that point that I got really interested in, okay, well, what do we want as an outcome of engaging with this particular audience?
Yeah.
They were children, you know, in corporates, they're probably still children.
Children,
but,
yeah.
And so I was really interested to find out and to learn and really study, you know, from reading books as well as working with people, how you actually get the learning and what changes in behaviour would result.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's absolutely true that if you just lecture people and, you know, they can write as many notes as they like and do all that stuff, but it doesn't actually get into the system.
Right.
So everything we do, I mean, one of I'm sure she won't mind me saying, one of Henry's current sort of themes is Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
You know, as a vehicle for delivering a message around stories, around metaphors, etc., etc. And then, you know, it's not just the story and making it fun from an intellectual point of view, but also engaging people in a physical way.
Yep.
So lots of interactivity, lots of, we used to call it role play, but now it's much more of just engaging the room and people playing in small groups and actually getting to do some of the stuff, which really then makes it more likely to stick. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. So
well, you're making it fun.
Yeah.
I think you've got to, because A, you know, they won't learn anything if it's not fun.
Mm.
And B, you know, as you say, you've only got a limited amount of time. So what on earth are you going to do that makes it stick in their minds and have good memories about it? And then hopefully they'll go away and practice it. Because actually the learning doesn't really take place in the classroom.
Absolutely.
The learning takes place afterwards, which is why, you know, a lot of what we say to people now is, and we come clean, you know, we're really transparent about it. What we do on the course is not going to make any change to your life at all. And they go, what? Mm-hmm. Well, why are we coming? So our job is to make sure that you leave with a kind of timetable, a schedule of how you're going to integrate this into your life.
Right.
Because if you're just going to go back and you're not going to say, right, I'm going to allocate half an hour or half a day to trying these new things... Mm. Nothing will change. And for most people, the penny drops.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Making sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it doesn't happen in the classroom. It happens afterwards.
Absolutely.
But most people just go back, and it's not that they don't have the desire or the motivation. Of course they want to change.
Mm.
But they just don't make it practically possible, and it's the practice that is really important.
Absolutely. So, anyway. And you're absolutely right. It's about things sticking in your mind, isn't it? And I like what you say. You know, nowadays, if you rocked up and just said to someone, right, we're going to do role play, they'd all go, oh, no, we're not doing that. And they just mess about. I need to tell this story because it is so funny. 100 years ago, I had a very senior job in a very large international bank, okay? And I was very young at the time. So I was dispatched to do a month-long senior management leadership program, okay? That's the background. And everybody on the course was from the same institution, but from all over the world. And on... halfway in, the course facilitator said, right, we're going to do role-playing today. And we went, and I said, not only are we going to do role-playing, we're going to video it, and then we're going to play it back to everybody. And they set the situation up in which we had a member of staff that was suspected of having alcohol issues. And we had to do a one-to-one counselling session. So we've all gone in there and sat down, and, you know, it was in an office, and it was just us and the actor playing this member of staff, and they videoed the whole thing, and then we started watching all of ours back, and we're all sitting there going, how are you today, how are things, is everything okay, da, 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 da. And they're critiquing it, and they got to this chap from South Africa, and they showed his interview, and he sat at the desk, and the actor walks in and went to sit down, and he went, who told you to sit down? And he said, what? He said, you're fired, I don't have drunks around here, go on, clear off. And of course the facilitator went ballistic, and you can't do that. He said, yeah, where I come from, we can do that, we don't need drunks, mate.
Fantastic.
Brilliant.
But those kind of, as you explained, QJ, those kind of learning experiences and the kind of design work done by an expert like Henry that make it stickable and memorable and learning without thinking almost. Yeah, stuff sticks in your head even if you didn't want it to. That is the real powerful stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And because we're dealing in interpersonal skills, you've got to, I believe you've got to have the chance to practice it when you're actually on the session, because otherwise how are you going to, you just won't practice it because you haven't practiced already when you go out into the real world.
Absolutely.
So, you know, all my stuff, I mean, I think Henry's work tends to be slightly more intellectual, should I say?
Yeah, there is more theory to it, and there is also practice as well.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry to interrupt. Do you impart that theory as part of the programme? So do you, or do you just incorporate it, if you see what I mean, if that's not too obscure a question?
No, we do sort of say, here comes the science bit. So,
right, okay.
Yes, there is a level of that. And sometimes the client says, we found this research and we want you to use it.
Right.
And we basically metaphorically roll our eyes but then use it.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you've ever come across it. I used to use a thing that Gallup developed called Strengths Finders.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, which I thought was really brilliant.
Good,
and,
yeah.
You know, rather than reinvent it yourself, you go, no, they've already done it and it's really cool.
Yeah,
so you're familiar with that.
Yeah,
so, yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
And also, depending on who you're dealing with, especially with a technology company, quite often they prefer to know the science behind it rather than the actual material almost.
Yeah, they can be a bit over intellectual and a bit sort of spent too long in a darkened room looking at a screen.
Yeah.
So we try and get them out of themselves. Often they are somewhat introverted or isolated, and so they need a lot of help with things like teamwork and management and just basically talking to other people in the real world.
Sure, yeah, it's people
face
skills.
To face. Yeah.
Absolutely.
People skills, yeah.
You know, we talk a lot about people skills, don't we, and people take it for granted that people skills is something that everybody has, but it's an awful lot of people in this world that just do not, and they're not comfortable, which is why they don't have it. Yeah, absolutely. We could talk about this subject forever, but unfortunately, we haven't got forever, so we're going to have to kind of wrap it up there. But it's been fantastic talking to both of you and the two different sides of the business you do.
They work really well together, don't they?
They do. Well, that's because they don't work very often, whereas us, we're terrible because we're in there every week.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're on our best behaviour anyway.
Yeah, I
know. Unlike you two.
Yeah.
This is our best behaviour.
Yeah, it goes downhill from there.
I believe you.
We haven't mentioned Rolf Harris this week.
Don't go there.
Have we?
I think you just did. First of all, let's hear from Henry. Henry, give us a shout for your website and how people can get in contact with you should they want some corporate training designed and delivered.
Yeah, it's www.henryattheinspirationistcoach.com.
Cool. And that's
Henry with a Y.
Henry with
Henry
a Y.
With a Y, yes.
And that is your real name as well.
It is.
And
yeah.
It is not short for Henrietta.
So you two were meant to be, weren't you?
Definitely,
really.
Yeah.
Cool. And then if you could just swing the mic over to QJ. QJ, give us a shout for you. And you can give us your website, Facebook pages, Twitter handle, or anything else.
Mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
Well,
Jay, obviously.
Go to the website where you find everything. It's theinspirationist.com.
Brilliant.
Email address is qj@theinspirationist.com.
Cool.
And you'll usually find QJ. If you Google QJ... Believe it or not, I'm actually on page one now, just for QJ, which is fantastic. So I've obviously got some good SEO people working for me. I just want to say I've got an event coming up on the 11th October. It's Central London. It's our, it's where I share how I use speaking to get 1,000 new customers. And this is not a hype. I hate hype. I hate all of this. You know, I can make you a millionaire crap.
Mm.
This is genuinely how, when I launched the orchestra, I needed to fill the Marlowe Theatre with 1,000 people.
Right.
And speaking was a big part of the marketing that I did.
Right.
So I'm going to be sharing with people how you can go up there. Even if you're the shyest person in the world, it really doesn't make any difference. I'll turn you into a rock star speaker so you can just go out, say the right things. Even if you're just networking and you've got a 60 seconds, you know, I'll show you how to do that. Turn your business around.
I absolutely, totally, 100% endorse what QJ's just said. One of the greatest assets in being able to market and sell or work in any kind of business is to be comfortable in front of an audience. You need to go to that event. Can people find out about that event on your website?
Yeah, it's on the website. It's the next event or something.
Brilliant.
Just click on it.
When was the date?
11th of October. It's a Friday.
Right.
It's all day. It's from 10 till 5:30. It is actually in central London, but that's not a problem.
Mm.
You know, it's an hour on the train.
Yeah.
And definitely worth
coming. And where was it? The venue?
Oh, the venue isn't released yet.
Okay. To be confirmed.
Be decided, but it's central London, dead easy to get to. You'll meet a lot of really, you know, serious people, seriously entrepreneurial people who really want to promote themselves and promote their businesses properly, and that's what I help them with.
Fantastic. We wish you much luck with that. It's something that people should do. Even if you're nervous about it, please don't be, because I'm sure QJ will teach you techniques that lose that nervousness. And once you can do things like that, it makes life so much easier. Trust me. Just trust me on that. I'll tell you the story one day. For the moment, anybody wanting to follow up anything they've heard from Henry or QJ, both, all, everything that you've heard is on our website, so you can link it all through. You can find out all the things that they've talked about. You can find out how to find out more by looking at the Business Bunker website, where all of that's listed, and you can go through to their website.
There's also a phone number which we'll put on, but it's 0800 840 6093.
Cool.
Which we'll put on the website too.
I've just realised I've only done two.
I know,
emails
we've
so
been
far.
Tardy. Let's race through.
Go on.
Just talking of Henry did a talk at the Kent Business Tweet Up at Lenley's, which was fantastic. Not Henry, QJ, yeah. The other half. So I'd highly recommend him. But talking of the Kent Business Tweet Ups, they're resuming after the August holidays. So the Whitstable one is this Thursday at the Hotel Continental in Whitstable, 10 a.m. till 12, free business networking. And then the following week, it's Thursday at Lenley's, Roper Road, with free parking, 10 to 12. A Dover man has won an award. He sells and makes fudge, and he sells it at the weekly Bluebird Market in Dover, and he's celebrating this week. He's been awarded 2 gold stars in a national competition, so well done to Steve Timms, who's known as the Fudge Man. He's got a website, which is www.thefudgeman.co.uk, and he's been awarded the 2 Great Taste Award gold stars for his traditional fudge. How brilliant.
Well, we're talking about food and things like that.
Scoff and Quaff Show, which is live every Tuesday, 11 to 12.
Never heard of it.
Scoff and Quaff.
Thousands of P&O passengers can now discover the unique flavours of the Garden of England as Kent Crisp's award-winning range comes to ferry crossings across the English Channel between Dover and Calais. The rapidly rising crisp company, Kent Crisps, produces distinctive artisan hand-cooked crisps with potatoes grown on the Quex Park estate on the East Kent coast. The full range of inspiring flavours reflects the tastes and landscapes of Kent, the Garden of England. The range includes roast beef and spitfire, oyster and vinegar, sea salt and vinegar, and Bitterden cider vinegar.
So you can't say Bitterden.
I can't say anything. Sea salt and the Great Taste Awards winner, Ashmore cheese and onion.
Which is your favourite, I believe.
It was when I was eating such things, yes.
Mine is the oyster one. Oyster and vinegar, isn't it?
I do like Ashmore cheese, full stop. Anyway, yeah. But I like it on a bit of Kent crisps as well.
And a bit of cheese on the crisps, yeah.
On the cheese and onion crisps with
it.
Cheese on.
Yeah, yes. I like an oyster on my oyster and vinegar.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Kent Crisps are available on P&O passenger services from Dover to Calais, Hull to Europort, Holland and Hull to Zeebrugge in Belgium.
Mm.
And back ashore, Kent Crisps are available at selected Waitrose stores, Jamie Oliver delis and bars, Jempson's independent stores and many farm shops, cafes, delis, gastro hubs, hotels, village shops and tourist attractions, including all the National Trust venues nationwide.
You didn't breathe when you said that, but it's not you called it a gastro hub, didn't you?
Yeah, something like that.
It's a pub.
But sale. No, it's gastro hub.
Is
That's
it?
What I said.
So a hot desking place?
No.
Where you eat?
It had nothing to do with. No, the hub had nothing to do with gastro. It was a hub.
I'm sure you said gastro hub.
No, I said hub. You immediately thought of the pub, and I had to get you back because you were halfway there already. Haven't had a bottle of Carver since breakfast.
Might have known it'd be my fault.
Yeah, anyway, what I was trying to tell you is the sales from Kent Crisps helped to maintain the fabulous Quex Park, which is one of Kent's historic estates, and the Charitable Education Trust, which is the Powell Cotton Museum. And if you want to find out more about them, you can get them at kentcrisps.com, or you can follow them on the Twitter at Kent Crisps.
I think the chap that owns Quex Park has just moved into Faversham, opening up something. I'll be talking about that next week.
Right.
Talking of food, as we do, December the 14th and 15th, that's Saturday and Sunday in December, there's a Christmas craft fair. So if you know people that are not already booked up, producers, craft or foods, who are not already booked up on a farm shop thing, they can come to the at Lenley's, that's Twitter, at Lenley's in Roper Road, Canterbury, free pitch, and it's for their sale, winter sale preview. So it'll be very, very, very busy. Free parking, Roper Road, Canterbury. Contact at Lenley's, L-E-N-L-E-Y-S. And Michael Fallon, the Minister of State for Business and Enterprise, Energy, and also the patron of the Seven Oaks Town Partnership, will be delivering the opening address on Friday the 11th of October, and this is at the Plaza Suite at the Stag in Seven Oaks, and that's from 10 till 4, and it's the 2013 Seven Oaks Business Show. So there'll be a vintage double-decker bus. You can meet Zoe Cairns, owner of ZC Social Media, and there'll be all sorts of stuff. Bratcher's Law is going to be there, and the Seven Oaks Town Council and Partnerships. So the details for this are will be on our site after the show. That's kentbusiness.co.uk. Is it kentbusiness.co.uk? kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
She doesn't even know her own web address, listener.
Gabriel.
Oh, what can you do? You can't get the staff. I mean, it's just impossible.
I'm actually starving, that's why. You've been talking about Chris.
I'm going to send you on some decent corporate training, I think.
Yeah, talk to QJ.
Yeah.
Gabriel Argent is the organiser, but it's the 7X Business Show. There is a phone number, which is 01892 825 157. Guess what the Whitstable Stove Shop has said? They're missing a lot of the show due to customers in shop, but caught a bit of our mention. Thank you. I said they should close it.
Close. What's the matter with you? Put a close sign up and listen to the
show. Or say no talking during Business
Shush.
Bunker.
Juicy's on. I've got a tweet from somebody new here.
Oh, yes.
Which is quite interesting, from a lady called Sandy Martell.
Yeah.
Who is known on the Twitter as BOK Therapy. All one word, BOK Therapy. And she says, hi Paul and Jules, I'm a therapist helping women to be okay with separation and divorce. Free therapy video on the website.
I'm okay with separation and divorce. I'm perfectly happy.
I was going to facetiously say that was one of my specialist subjects.
Yeah, you've majored in that, haven't you?
I have a bit. Yeah.
So have I.
But anyway, sorry to be so facetious, Sandy. So do follow Sandy. I haven't got any more detail, but if you follow her on Twitter, BOK Therapy.
Let's be sensible, it can be hugely traumatic.
Yeah, it is, it can be. If you're suffering with issues around separation or divorce and you'd like some help, or just talk it through with someone, follow Sandy and I'm sure you can find out.
I think especially where children are involved, it can be hugely difficult.
Absolutely.
And
And talking about children, Sonia Hearn has been on from Parenting UK to say she's listening.
Oh, yes, hello, a previous guest. And also Peter Cahill, who's the builder that I said I mentioned earlier, CG Builders Kent, says, many thanks for the mention at the Business Bunker today. Really enjoying the show. Must be the only one.
Cool.
Apart from Billy Dean, because he loves our show. Sorry, yeah, you went silent.
Where he can get out of your wardrobe.
The Leascliffe Hall has got a wedding fair, and it's on Sunday the 15th of September, 10:30 to 3. It's free. Please contact LCH Functions at leascliffhall.co.uk. There's also here Kay at fannetcommunitynetworks.org. .uk. Remember, that's got a UK on the end there. So it's Kay Byatt, B-Y-A-T-T, K@fannetcommunitynetworks.org.uk. Keeping your profile high, working with local media. And that's on the 9th of October, 10 to 1, Margate Media Centre, part of a FAST, which is a funding application and support for Fannet. And this is Simon Dolby of the KM Charity Group. Hi, Simon, if you're listening, I'm sure he is. He'll be delivering a workshop on working with the local media. So that sounds brilliant. Keep your profile high. That's on Wednesday the 9th of October.
Cool. Coming soon is Gaining the Edge workshops run by Gene Crew at JEC Training. And they're taking place at Fruitworks in Canterbury. And there's three evening sessions on three consecutive Mondays, October the 14th, 21st and 28th. And they're called Gaining the Edge. And they're about what's different, what looks and sounds different, making an impression at last, discussing what is success, barriers to success, the power of positive programming, and gaining an edge. You can find out all about it by going to their website, which is jecworkshops.eventbrite.co.uk. That's on Monday, October the 14th, is the first one, Gaining an Edge workshops.
Kent Channel Chamber Events, September the 18th. Is that manana? Yes, it's manana.
It
Networking breakfast and morning golf event at Stone Lees. I think that's the Twitter handle at Stone Lees. It's at Stone and then LEES for sugar. Golf Centre, the 27th. They've got the ISO standard seminar with a buffet, and that's at Bay Point Leisure Centre. I think that's also Twitter handle at Bay Point. Not sure if the leisure is part of it. Maybe try it with and without. October the 8th, Folkestone Enterprise Club. Damien Collins has a business surgery at Kent Channel Chamber. Social media can help your business. That's a free taster session at Kent Channel Chamber. November the 5th, Folkestone Enterprise Club as well. So I'm going to read out the website for these, and we will, of course, put it on Kent Business Radio after the show. It's www.kentchannelchamber.co.uk for details of all those events and more.
Funnily enough, Alex Wilson's just tweeted one of those as well.
Has he?
Yeah, Kent Invicta Chamber after hours tonight at 6 p.m. taking place at F Keys, which is the Microsoft Training Centre, at Epsilon House, Culpeper Close, Medway City Estate, Rochester, and the postcode is ME24HU. And that's Epsilon House, Culpeper Close, Medway City Estate in Rochester. Do get along to those. Those free after-hours club meetings of the Kent Invicta Chamber are brilliant. I've been to quite a few of those.
If you're interested in becoming a school governor in East Kent, please contact Andy Matfield. I will read out the website and tell you a phone number and a tick. But he says that SGOSS, Governors for Schools, is a national charity that works with schools, local authorities and businesses to recruit skilled volunteers to become school governors across England. And they're funded by the Department of Education and other trustees to deliver all the services for free. It's a vital role in a challenging and supporting a school's leadership to drive improvement and attainment. So you need to contact Andy Matfield, 02072889538, or go on to www.sforsugargoss.org.uk.
Cool. I've just had another tweet from Sandy Martel, who's forgiven us our facetiousness, and says, thank you so much for the follow, the retweet and the mention on the Business Bunker show. My website for separated and divorced women is BOK Therapy, all one word, BOKtherapy.co.uk. So BEOK Therapy.co.uk. So do check that out.
The trouble with divorce is it can go on for years if it's going through courts and things, so the support is absolutely essential. Well done, Sandy. After you.
I've had a tweet from Gunnan's employment solicitors in Maidstone. And they say, we can vouch for the award-winning fudge that you mentioned earlier.
They're chomping their way through.
Well, they said, we tried some at the Kent ploughing match on Saturday, and it was brilliant. So, thank you for that. And endorsement.
Do you know my...
A legal endorsement as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know that my guest this morning on Scoff and Quaff, which is a superior show between 11 and 12, she is a plougher. She was on the Kent ploughing championships as well. That's Michelle with one L, Ellis.
She was a plougher.
She was ploughing this weekend.
Well, she
just gone, yeah.
Blimey.
So it must be the same thing.
Yeah.
She probably ate some fudge as well.
She thinks
and
so.
Got some legal advice.
Probably.
It's tea time, Paul Andrews.
Is it?
It's Wednesday the 18th of September. It's tea time. And that's TEE. Very clever press release, that. Well done. 8.30 to 12 noon, Stone Lees Golf Centre, Ebbsfleet Lane, Ramsgate. That's C for Charlie, T for Tango, 12, 5, D for Dog, J for CJ, and or QJ. Cost is £20, excluding VAT per person. Now, the Stone Lees Golf Centre is a golf centre where you can enjoy the game, and it's more important than anything else, and it's located in Ramsgate. So, you need to contact, and I'll read out a phone number and a tick, www.kentchannelchamber.co.uk, Tracy Reynolds, who's a regular on the show, regular listener, and her number is 01-303-270022. So that's tea time on Wednesday the 18th of September, which is manana.
It is indeed. We've had a tweet from Realia Marketing over there in Hiving, Kent.
Regular listeners.
And they've got a big announcement that they want to announce, and the way you can find out about it is to go to their website, which is Realia, R-E-A-L-I-A.co.co, Realia.co, and they've got a big announcement about some contract they've just won. So well done to Paul Williamson and team over there at Realia Marketing.
The FSB newsletter, Mid-Kent Branch Members Evening at the library, Castle Road, Allington. That's on Monday the 23rd of September, so that's, is that next Monday? It must be. 6:45, 7 start, and the guest speaker is Nick Rowell, Cash Flow Out of the Box, and Andrew Craddock of the NACFB, National Association
for Creepy Financial Dealings, I don't know.
National Association of Cash Funds something.
Does it actually say, or are you just trying to make it up based on the letters?
I'm trying to make it up. Finance for Business. But there is tea, coffee and biscuits. That's worth going. It's Monday.
That's what it stands for. The National Federation of Tea, Coffee and Biscuits. It's obvious.
There is a... Oh, you nearly made me choke then. 2013 Mid-Kent Member Meeting .eventbrite.com for that. We will put it on the bunker website after the show. Talking of biscuits...
You're still chortling, aren't you?
Yeah. Talking of biscuits, well, the water never appeared. I asked for a jug. The Brownies...
Oh, jug! Sorry, I misheard.
The Brownies Breakfast Meeting, supported and attended by the FSB, Federation of Small Businesses, we know that one, Abbott's Barton Hotel, that's on Thursday, next Thursday, 26th of September, 7 to 9, 9.50 per person, gorgeous homemade brownies.
FSB? And it's yeah. Finger sandwiches and buns.
Don't start. The guest speaker is Lee Williams, LinkedIn. Learn how to use this great tool to find new business and network with like-minded people. That sounds good. To book, is they've missed the J off Janice, so it says Anise.
Anise Watton, maybe she's changed the name.
Maybe she's gone all franglais.
Yeah.
Janice Watton, so it's janice.watton, W-H-A-T-T-O-N, at castlewoodhotels.com. There's also an exhibition coming up at the Stag Theatre in Sevenoaks. That's the 11th of October. That's the Sevenoaks Business Show. So that sounds like a good one. And then, of course, at Detling, there's the 2020 Startup, mm-hmm. which is the 23rd of October.
Cool. Alex Waterson has tweeted, on the 23rd of September, there's a B2B support group meeting starting at 6 p.m. at F Key's offices on the Medway City Estate again. And it's your business-to-business question and answer session and discussion group. And if you want to be involved in that, you can give Alex a call on 01634 512 345. That's Medway, 01634 512 345. Or you can just follow him on the Twitter at Alex Waterton.
Had a new listener, which is Kent Producer Market. It's actually, their Twitter is at HKS for Sugar D Markets. She's got a market down in Horton Kirby and some other place. I can't remember. Was it Offham or something?
Offham.
Offham, was it?
Offham. Offham is near Westmorling, and Horton Kirby is between Meppham and Dartford.
Meopham.
The Darrenth Valley.
The Darrenth Valley. Okay.
Have you heard of that?
As opposed to the Weald. Yeah, and I hear all these strange names. Weald and Darrenth Valley and Horton Kirby. I mean, very odd names. Westmorling.
At least you've got that right now.
Yeah.
It was West Manning you were calling it for about 2 years.
That made sense. Kent and Victor Chamber, Tuesday the 15th of October in Chatham. The use of letters of credit has increased significantly by UK exporters and importers because of the global economic situation, political insecurity in some markets, and the withdrawal of credit insurance cover. So the UK government has now introduced the Letter of Credit Guarantee Scheme via UK Export. If you'd like to know more about this, this is on Tuesday the 15th of October, Kent Invicta Chamber. The website is www.kentinvictorchamber.co.events.
Cool. A last reminder also for John Copeland's group, the South East London Business Network. That's Kent and South East London. South East London Business Network, SELBN. They have their meeting, their 12th networking event, at Henry's Wine Bar, actually. It's not your wine bar, is it, Henry? Somebody else called Henry. Henry's Wine Bar in Bromley at 6:30 p.m. this Thursday, the 19th of September. That's just 5 minutes stagger from Bromley South Railway Station. There's a first free drink, which is wine or juice, delicious finger food, a marketing table for your cards and leaflets, a 10-minute speaker who we're delighted will be SELBN member Sherry Douglas, a business owner and coach at Career Planning Coaching. Her talk is entitled, Are You Receiving Me? And of course, lots of great company and networking. So if you'd like to get along to the South East London Business Network's 12th networking event in Bromley, then you can do so by going to their website, which is networkerplus.net/SELBN. I'll give you that again, networkerplus.net/SELBN. Do go along if you can. Have you got any more?
I've got one. I was going to leave you to wrap up the show. You've got 5 minutes. Do you want me to really blast through it?
Well, you can read. I've got a couple left as well.
Okay.
In fact,
well,
I've got about five left. So.
Well, you're going to run over. You do that every week. You don't watch the clock like I do, you see. Employment law update, 13th and 14th, it says here. So I don't know what the 13 and 14 is. Must be some sort of running number. But Thursday the 24th of October is your date. It's in Chatham for the venue. And this is an extremely popular interactive workshop for employers and HR professionals. You can hear about recent developments in employment law and future changes, practical guidance on how to prepare for change, effects on HR policies and procedures and people management, cover new cases, employment reforms and implementation of European directives, and also the coalition government's current and future programme for employment law. So for members, it's £55, inclusive of VAT. If you're a non-member, it's £65. It's 8:30 in the morning till 12. And if you'd like to book that, it's www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk/events. Phone number 01233503838.
Cool.
I've read all mine, Paul Andrews.
I've just had another one come in. It's fun, it's free, and it's Tenterton's biggest breakfast. So do join us. That's the Wealden Business Group. Would like you to join our annual open day on Wednesday 25th in Tenterton, an unmissable opportunity to network and promote your business.
You know that you could just chomp your way around all these networks, eating and drinking.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out, but the email's a little bit confusing. The venue is the Little Silver Country Hotel in Asher Road, Tenterton, and it's from 7 in the morning till 8:30. Don't wake me up, guys, when you arrive. And you can find out about it by emailing D Bateman, that's DEEBATEMAN, dbateman@hotmail.co.uk.
Which reminds me, talking of Tenterton, Paul, very quickly, Beaujolais Boy, did we say that they're being sort of ousted out by Majestic?
Well, Majestic are moving.
They're concerned.
Yeah, Majestic, don't be concerned, Ian, we'll support you.
Yeah, we will.
Majestic allegedly are trying to for the lawyers listening out there, Majestic are trying to legitimately open an outlet in Tenterton, and some of the local traders are a bit concerned about that, but Liquid Pleasure, which is fantastic wine.
Amazing
emporium,
cave.
Has one of those things that, it's one of those things that really does make the high street still come alive and work. It's an independent company with personal service, and it's a fun, friendly place to shop. So I don't think they're going to have any problem. I think that they will survive and thrive because it's a fantastic place. I go in there, I don't even drink, I'm teetotal, and I still go in there.
What do you go in there and buy?
Tayrolles ice cream, mostly.
Oh, yeah, that's very tempting.
Cool. Okay.
Silence is so good on radio, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry about that. I've just got another tweet.
Can you check your time?
I haven't got time now because we're at the end of the show. So I think that's about it for this week.
Huge amount of new Twitter listeners.
Absolutely. So thank you for that. And it was an absolute pleasure to have our guests, Paul Delahunty from Finance Southeast and the lovely Henry Lee from Inspirationist Coach and the ubiquitous QJ. The Inspirationist. It was an absolute pleasure to have you guys on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'd love to have you back again because we could talk about all this kind of stuff for hours and hours and hours. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jules Serkin. We will be back with you next week. Coming up on Channel Radio later at 3 o'clock, Extra Milk with Kevin Cann, followed at 5 o'clock by the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery. And then at 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., the absolutely awesome All That's brilliant in the new unsigned and up and coming music scene, Jamie Left Arm with New Potatoes. So do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day. We'll be back with you next week.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.